You are listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. COVID-19 has all of us trying to keep our family healthy and safe. Becky and Mike Dornoff of Grand Traverse County have 8 adopted kids at home with special needs and high health risks. But last year, when half the home got COVID, they were left on their own. As part of our series, Our Lives Have Changed, IPR's Max Johnston has their story.
Becky and Mike are the proud parents of 22 children, most of them adopted. The couple met in the 80s when he was a special education teacher and she a school bus driver. They bonded over their shared love of working with kids with Down syndrome, autism, and cerebral palsy.
It's only a big thing to people who have never cared or become attached or live with special kids, because special kids, in their own way, are just really cool.
That's Becky.
I mean, they're a lot of work, it's true, but they're just fun. We have fun taking care of our kids.
Right now, Becky and Mike have 8 under one roof, all with special needs. In the past, they've had up to 15. When their daughter Danielle went to the hospital in the fall, she tested positive for the coronavirus and was admitted into the COVID wing at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. Becky left the hospital worried. Then she came home to find an exhausted and visibly sweating Mike.
He said, honey, he said, I feel really bad. I can't even drive myself to the hospital. And I couldn't leave, so we called the ambulance and they took him in.
The 65-year-old had come down with a severe case of COVID-19 and was put on a ventilator. The next morning, another daughter, Destiny, was showing symptoms. So Becky brought her into the hospital too, where she was soon admitted. Here's Mike.
And so there were 3 rooms in a row that I was in the first room and Danielle was in the next room and Destiny was in the next room after that. I thought maybe they would, maybe rename the wing in our honor.
As crazy as this sounds, Becky and Mike have been through this kind of thing before. In the 1990s, chickenpox ran through the house. Next, the family got a bacteria called Shigella, which attacks the digestive system. And in 2009, most of them got the swine flu. That was the hardest time for them, says Becky.
All of our kids had it except myself and I and one of our adopted children. But one of our kids passed away. He seemed to be doing better, and the next day he was gone. That one, I guess, is the hardest for me.
Becky says she struggled to recover from that loss. Mike adds, with the kids they take in, health scares are frequent.
They're our kids. They're maybe not biologically our kids, but they're our kids. And so when there's that loss, it can be devastating. But our perspective has been that we've given them a good life or however, time that they have.
The couple has lost 5 of their adopted children due to various health complications in the past 30 years. Becky and Mike say they get by with their faith, a lot of work, and a strong support system. They have a few healthcare workers around the house. That's through Northern Lakes Community Mental Health and Choices, a home health agency in Traverse City. They come by in the evenings and weekends to do things like help feed and bathe Becky and Mike's children. Several are in wheelchairs. Others can't eat with their mouths, so they use feeding tubes. When he or Becky would get sick, Mike says they knew they had backup.
And that's what made the COVID a little bit different. There was nearly a month that we had virtually no help.
Around mid-October, when Mike checked into the hospital for COVID-19, those healthcare workers stopped coming over. They told the couple that they couldn't let staff back because of the risk. That's when Jerry Huron, case manager at Munson Medical Center, tried to help. He makes sure people leaving the hospital have everything they need to recover. Huron says when he found out the Dornoffs had no one to help take care of their children, he was shocked.
Yeah, that raises the red flag for our team here to say this isn't going to be safe. This potentially could lead to a disaster.
Huron found that the Dornoff staff wouldn't be considered essential caregivers. Plus, Huron says, even if someone could come to their home, they were understaffed and low on PPE. Mike and Becky were out of luck. Now home from the hospital, Mike still hadn't recovered.
Something hit, and I was just so tired. I was just really, really wiped out. And that's when Becky came down with it.
Becky ended up taking care of the kids while her own COVID symptoms were getting worse.
And then all the cooking and all the cleaning and diapers. And I mean, I have two kids in the house that are toilet trained mostly. So everybody else did diapers and I had to do the lifting. And so I was the only one there. So I had to do it all.
With the stress and the virus racking Becky's body, she says she lost 14 pounds in just a few weeks. She remembers feeling like a zombie and walking around with what she calls COVID brain.
And I remember getting being so tired I could hardly see straight. So it's like I was like in this fog.
Back at Munson Medical Center, case manager Jerry Huron tried again to help the Dornoffs. He got in touch with the county health department to help get the healthcare staff some PPE. After 4 weeks on their own, one healthcare worker was sent back to the Dornoffs' house in November. Becky still remembers seeing her approach the home for the first time clad in PPE.
Have you seen some of the workers at the hospital? They look like they're going to the moon, you know? Mm-hmm. She looked like that. She had the hat and the gown and the gloves and the shield and the mask.
With the extra help, Becky and Mike could finally rest and recover and get back to the kind of parenting they love. Mike was glad he was able to tuck the kids back into bed each night.
You know, the bedtime would be more fun and a lot quicker, you know. I wasn't like the walking dead.
Mike says they're more grateful as a family now. They leave bigger tips when they get takeout. But Becky realized COVID wasn't just another outbreak for the family. They thought they had a backup plan until they didn't.
But you also have to realize that those times are very likely, which has happened to us, is going to happen again. But then you decide you're going to keep going. Well, we're not giving up.
Becky and Mike have reached out to their attorneys. They want to make sure they have a safety net for the next outbreak. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.